This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Over the last several months, I've called for President Trump to invoke national defense powers and emergency powers to take down big tech and their techno-fascism. And it's important to explain what exactly I mean by the use of government power to take down corporations that are trampling individual liberties. It's also important to understand that I don't support government power to go after individuals. In fact, government abuses its power when trampling on individual liberty. We need to have less government intervention into the lives of individual people, but we need to have more government intervention into the abuses of power and the monopoly powers of dangerous, dominant corporations like Google or Facebook or Twitter or Apple or others. I mean, Amazon, even dangerous nonprofits like Wikipedia that are engaged in deliberate disinformation to mislead the American people and destroy human knowledge rather than protecting it. So government's proper role is to keep the corporations in check, to protect the individual liberties of the people. And that's really, if you think about the founding of the country and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and what it really means, it's the people granted a certain amount of limited power to the federal government in order to essentially help protect the liberties and safety and security of the people. But when corporations have come along now in the tech age, the information age, and those corporations have become more powerful than government itself, you know, Google is perhaps the most dangerous corporation on the planet right now because of how it's gathering basically an intelligence dossier on every individual, including every member of the government, including Supreme Court justices and members of Congress and so on. When the corporations become so powerful that they overshadow governments, and when those corporations ignore the protections of individual liberties that government is supposed to honor, such as the First Amendment, for example, then those corporations have to be brought down by government. And that's where I'm coming from on calling for Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act, to declare Facebook, Google, and others to be enemies of America, and to temporarily occupy them and either dismantle them or, as I've said many times, force them to stop their attacks on human rights, their discriminatory censorship and deplatforming that currently focuses on conservatives, Christians, Trump supporters, and now natural health people like myself, people who talk about anti-cancer foods and how to be healthy, how to prevent disease, why you have to have a water filter to drink healthy, clean water and things like that. That's now what big tech is going after. And it is a violation of human rights, what big tech is doing. For them to say, well, you don't have the right to speak because your opinion doesn't match up 100% with the official science view or the official medical view, because, of course, Google's all run by Big Pharma or influenced by Big Pharma. When they say that, we cannot let that stand. No free society can survive if the freedom of speech is not protected. Do you get it? We're falling into a communist Chinese type of model, total control over all words and thoughts, opinions, with social scoring systems to track you and punish you if you ever utter a phrase that goes against the accepted, quote, truths or facts pushed by the, quote, fact checkers, who, of course, aren't interested in facts at all. It's all a political agenda for those groups and organizations. But you see what I'm saying. Society cannot survive, at least not a free society, when freedom of speech is not respected. But somehow we've come to a point in this country where these left-wing tech giants, they are willing to silence anyone with whom they disagree. And they're doing it and they're getting away with it and no one is stopping them. Well, if no one stops them now, who will stop them later? I mean, if you don't stand up for free speech right now when they're going after Natural News, when they're going after anti-cancer websites, they're going after people who talk about vaccine safety or people who have natural cures for cancer. If you don't stand up now and defend your right to speak on these topics, then when are you going to stand up and demand freedom? How much are you going to let the tech giants get away with? That's my question to President Trump and members of the U.S. Senate and Congress and regulators like the FTC and so on. How much are you going to put up with? Because the people of America are being silenced, but only selectively. People who have dissenting views are being silenced. And those are the most important voices in any free society, actually. But they're all being silenced. It's so bad that you couldn't have George Carlin performing today. You know, the famous comedian, one of my favorites of all time. Richard Pryor would be banned and booed off stage for some of his routines. Comedy has been essentially gutted and crushed because of political correctness. And now the tech giants are saying you're not even allowed to utter anything that disagrees with the establishment, whatever that is. What is the establishment? Well, it's a bunch of anonymous people who claim to have a monopoly on the facts, but they don't really. Nobody has a monopoly on the facts. And so government needs to get involved in this and shut these companies down or break them up, decentralize them, or force them to respect the basic human rights that are outlined in the Bill of Rights. Number one, freedom of religious expression and freedom to speak. You understand that a lot of the censorship today is targeting Christians just for being Christians. If you believe in God and you believe in what the Bible says, as I do, you believe in human life, if you're pro-life instead of pro-abortion, then you're banned, you're censored. And these are the censorship that's going on is economic sabotage. It's RICO Act racketeering. It's classic racketeering. It's also election fraud, vote fraud. It's steering the election away from conservatives. And it's pushing disinformation and the destruction of human knowledge instead of amplifying the sharing of human knowledge. Because we have a lot of knowledge at Natural News, you know, knowledge about glyphosate in your food and heavy metals in the water supply and why carbon dioxide is beneficial to plants, not harmful to plants. It's the greening molecule for life on Earth. We've got a lot of knowledge like that. It's all suppressed now. It's all banned. And it's all replaced with what I call anti-knowledge. Anti-knowledge is when all the establishment out there falsely says that carbon dioxide is a pollutant, that carbon dioxide will destroy the Earth and turn it into a dead zone. Nonsense. People don't know the basics of botany. Plants breathe in carbon dioxide. They need it. They use it. Without it, there would be no plants, essentially. But these leftists are insane. So they replace real knowledge with anti-knowledge. And then they use their dominant positions to censor anyone who questions their anti-knowledge. And they're pushing utter falsehoods as if they were true, like claiming that vaccines never harm anyone and that they always work and that they don't contain any harmful ingredients. Well, that's all complete bunk. Vaccines rarely work. Much of the so-called research about vaccine efficacy has been faked, and that's even documented in public documents. We've covered it on Natural News with the False Claims Act filed with the federal government. Vaccines often contain very dangerous ingredients that are linked to neurological problems. Vaccines are strongly associated with autism. And parents of autistic children will tell you that's when their kids became autistic, is when they got vaccinated. I hear those stories over and over and over again. But you're not allowed to say any of that because it's called fake news if you do, even though it's real. I could publish a story with the headline 1 + 1 = 2. And believe me, that story would be labeled fake news by the establishment. They would say it's not true. It doesn't. 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, they'd say. That's how insane they are. So keep in mind that government, the power of government, while it's temporarily under the control of, or at least partially under the control of President Trump, power of government can be used to stop corporations from suppressing human rights. That's one proper role of government. But once this government leaves the hands of Trump and gets into the hands of some future Democrat tyrant, then of course, that the whole power of government is going to be used against individual liberty. And that's when it becomes very, very dangerous. So government's too big under anybody. It needs to be vastly reduced in size. It probably needs to be cut 90% in the United States right now. And one of the best things that Trump can do is dismantle the system while he's in charge of it. But the day he walks away from Washington, D.C. is the day that he should leave behind essentially a vastly smaller, dismantled system that cannot be used as a weapon of tyranny against individuals for the foreseeable future. That would be ideal. But that's not happening, by the way. Trump is not shrinking the size of government, sadly. It's not getting smaller. It's actually getting bigger, and there's more debt, more spending, and so on. But nevertheless, Trump is trying to eliminate the deep state as much as he can and trying to restore some freedom of speech to the people. But he's not doing enough yet. So he needs our support, but he also needs to do more. So do what you can. Call your senators. Call your members of Congress and the House. Call your state attorney general and demand action to sue the tech giants, shut them down, and stop the censorship. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.